This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, I certainly don't need to reach out, I mean, to anybody else. And it's part of, you know, the business of the NFL. And, you know, I don't judge it or get too worked up about it. I know Adam and his team, they're working as hard as they can, you know, with Terry. And so the best thing I can do, honestly, in this space is, like, put all the attention and the focus to go doing what it, like, we love them. So I know they're working really hard to go do that. But it's part of the business of our league, and this happens on teams all over. And so the longer you've been in it, the more you recognize that's.
That is Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Washington Commanders. Today, talking Terry McLaurin, his first public comments about the McLaurin holdout. I'll get back to that in just a second. Danny, have you seen the video of the Cleveland Browns unveiling their new helmet today?
No, I just saw the pictures of the new helmet or the new uniform,
so
whatever.
Funny. So the Browns unfurl what is this giant, I'm imagining from here, it's like a big inflatable helmet from like as far away as the camera is that I'm looking at. It looks like a giant inflatable helmet, but they did it like, I just can't watch this without laughing. They did it on a barge. I'm going to show you the video in a second.
Okay.
Okay, and it looks like it's like a stationary dock or something like that. Why it's in the water, I don't know.
It's right there. I mean, you can't avoid the water in Cleveland. It's right there.
Yes, but this is not like on the side of the water, on land. This is in the water on a little island dock that they are on for this unveiling of this helmet. Okay? So it's a huge inflatable helmet. By the way, I think it looks terrible. What do you think of that helmet? It's a ugly, terrible colored brown with like an orange stripe. I think it's an awful looking helmet.
I don't mind it as much. Again, I just hate the constant uniform changing. Keep it, please, unless it's going back to the thing that I liked when I was lied to, talking about Washington's. But I don't find that one offensive. I kind of like the brown with a little orange in there.
So here's what's funny, though. So there's several camera people and, like, folks that work for the Browns that have to take what is this giant orange tarp off of this helmet to unveil it. Okay, think about, like, pulling the tarp off of a car. So they're pulling this tarp off of this gigantic helmet that's the size of a small building. And the camera guy who's like backing up to shoot it and get the good footage of it falls off of this little dock into the water.
Come on.
It's so funny.
Come on.
So I'm sitting here watching it. He just runs out of room and this poor guy just falls right in the water. It's unbelievable. So watch this video here.
Okay. So big giant helmet. He's off to the right as from left to right across
far
your radio
right
dial.
Corner.
And he's trying to get the whole. Oh my God.
Dude, the Browns, man.
He's clearly backing up to try to get the full thing in view.
Right, because it's a giant helmet.
Because it's a big helmet.
Feet away.
And he's up close. The barge ain't that big. And he takes a step back, and there's nothing to step to except for water. The dude fell in the lake.
I just got a text from my wife. Very rare that my wife
responded to you in any way during the day?
Communicates with me.
How
yes.
about that?
How about that?
Everything's coming up pulsing. Look at this.
She said, and I quote, "This Terry McLaurin stuff is stressing me out." That's what she said.
Wow.
Someone tell Adam Peters he could take... Let me make sure this is okay. Yep. Someone tell Adam Peters he could take a lot off my plate if he would...
Yeah,
if he would just pay him.
It would? I feel like there's a lot on the plate right now at the Paulson
house. Apparently, the fourth baby is not stressing around.
Yeah, we're going through it, too. We've only got three.
The not sleeping at night, not the problem.
Yeah.
Right? The every 2 hours the baby needs you to eat, that's not the issue.
It's this Terry thing?
The Terry McLaurin situation. But I would say to her, and this is like a good moment to think about that we've got, you know, people listening whose emotions are on the line in some ways. I really don't think it's time to be overly stressed. This is acrimonious, and it has gotten bad. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
It's not good when your most popular player and most beloved player on the team, not named Jaden Daniels, is angry at you and you're not giving him what he thinks he's worth. And he says he's been devalued and is disrespected and feels like he's been slapped in the face. None of that is fun. But we're not at a point yet where life without Terry McLaurin is imminent. It's way, way, way more likely that he signs tomorrow than that he doesn't sign at all. And it's, I would still say, I don't know where you're at on this, like an 85, 90% chance that a deal gets done at some point during training camp, in my opinion, and that this ends with a press conference where they all act like nothing happened. Because that's how this ends, by the way. When a guy gets a deal, we don't talk about how bad the drive was or the time you bumped into the mailbox or the fact that you scuffed yourself on the car next door. Once you park the car, you just get out and you go inside to the restaurant. How you got there doesn't matter anymore. They're all going to be high-fiving and hugging, and it was just business, and they all love each other again. And Terry and Adam Peters are going to be locked in arms, skipping through the park, two best friends that anyone could ever have, right? I still think we're getting there. So I don't actually think anyone should really be stressing or losing sleep over this just yet.
That's where I'm at.
But I do think it's perfectly reasonable if you're frustrated with the front office for the first time in a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. I think if you're annoyed by Terry's actions, I don't see that quite as much because I think it's business, and he's kind of doing exactly what he should do. He deserves to be paid. But if you're unhappy and nervous, understood.
That you just mentioned something that I kind of want to put a pin in, because I don't think it's right now. But I said this earlier to doing our hit that we do, each of us, with Derek Forrest, DC News Now. And I said there's going to be a time where I'm very empathetic towards Terry McLaurin or any player that wants to get paid as much as possible in this short window sport where the average career lasts around 3 years. If you got a chance to bite at the apple a couple times, you take it.
You're
it,
empathetic. You just don't believe in giving a guy market value necessarily at his age, is what you said yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not angry at him. And I guess that's all I'm talking about at this point. I'm not going, damn it, Terry, you're screwing us. Like some people are going, you're under contract, that's the job. I am nowhere near there. There's going to be a point, though, where that might turn for me. I don't know when that is. It's not now, certainly. But if we start, we're missing preseason games, and now it's like, okay, actually, I need you out on the field because it's
toward
important.
Toward Terry or toward the team?
Towards Terry, where I'm going, hey, it's you've said your piece. You've done your thing.
You'll never turn on the team.
If something comes out that's nefarious and awful, then maybe. But, I mean, the way things are going, there's going to be a time where, okay, dude, you made your point. You're under contract for this year.
The only
this
report year matters we have so far is that they are not offering him market value. Yet and still, your issue is more with Terry than the team.
No. I'm going to try to say it again. I currently have no issue.
Okay.
There might be a time if we miss two preseason games and this is still, he's posting pictures from a yacht off of Key West. And he's not anywhere close by or something like that.
He didn't do the Trey Hendrickson troll job.
I'm not saying he did, but if in 3 weeks, that's where he is.
I don't think he's going.
I don't either. I'm simply saying there might be a time where I kind of go, okay, that's enough, Terry.
But going back to my point,
yeah,
you don't like the word issue. That's fine. You are more on his side than the team's. Excuse me, vice versa. You're more on the team's side than his very, very loudly over the last several days.
Yeah, I would say so.
Even though the only information we have right now, and it could be wrong, it's one guy's report, but that information is that the offer is not market value. That essentially the team is further off
mm-hmm.
than Terry McLaurin is financially in this negotiation. But mm-hmm. that does not change how you feel. And for you, it's an age thing. And essentially, to put words in your mouth, you're saying, I'm never going to pay that kind of money for a guy at his age, basically. Like, the fact that you've been the man for me for a long time is irrelevant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's a fraction of my view, but that's certainly part of it.
Those are things you've said.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah. And what is the rest of it?
The rest of it is they have so much advantage in negotiations and the way the CBA is that I understand why they're playing hardball. Like, their evaluation, they're not in the business of overpaying this guy because I know he's special. Well, the next guy's going, well, I'm 84% of specialist Terrace, so now I get extra. And then all of a sudden, You become the organization that overpays.
Well,
I understand this one's special and this one's different to everybody, but it doesn't seem to be to them.
Yeah, my fear is not becoming the organization that overpays. My fear would be becoming the organization that doesn't get viewed around the league as taking care of your guys. The Nationals have become that organization, right? This is very different. It's a salary cap league, but they have the money right now that they need to pay him. They have a great salary cap situation. They don't have a quarterback to pay at this moment. And while you might have to overpay a little bit from what you'd like to take care of the guy that has done more for you and waded through the 500 feet Andy Dufresne style, they're going, we could, but we're not going to. This is the first time this has happened. So 100% of the time, this will have been how they negotiated with their own guys when it was time to take care of their own guys. And so my fear would just be, like, there's a 100% chance in the locker room. Jaden Daniels today said, I'm talking to Terry every single day. Terry at Eastern Motors last week said, I'm talking to players all the time. They agree with me. They're on my side. Not saying they're anti-team, but his point was they all know what I'm doing and why I'm doing this.
Sure.
I promise you they'll take his side over the front office's side. You know, it's not like we're walking around here and talking about our contracts and everyone's like, I think Odyssey's right. I like that they're not, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, of course.
Of course they're going to be on the same side. So that stuff adds up pretty quickly. And that's just in your own locker room, let alone outside with agents talking and players talking. So like would I rather be the team that overpays every now and then or the team that is known as not taking care of their guys? Give me the A, not B every single time on like a binary. But sidetracked a little bit from kind of where we wanted to be here, which is, I guess, related to in some extent what you said. There's a moment in this whole thing where your feelings toward McLaurin could change from, man, I feel bad for this guy, to like, you know what? You could go play somewhere else. What I want to know is, how long does this have to go on before the possibility of a trade actually should be a discussion? Like, I think anybody talking about that yet is putting the cart before the horse.
Agreed.
You're reading the last chapter before you started the book. It's just not necessary. We're not there yet. Terry could come out tomorrow and demand a trade, and now it's time.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the chance to do that at Eastern Motors, and he said, I haven't really thought about that. He and his agent, I'm sure, went over that. Should we demand a trade? If this is going to come up in this press conference, do you want to be traded? How do we want to answer that? They neglected to force the hand and to ask for a trade, yeah? So what is the line in the sand on when a trade becomes something we should even have on the table here or consider?
So for me, it's not till this next offseason. There's no plan B. Had they gotten a plan B? Has there another option internally that could come close to that production? Had they drafted somebody early? With all due respect to Jalen Lane, I'm intrigued about that fourth rounder, but come on. Had they done something more significant there where they had a backup plan at the ready? They need him this year. I'm not trading him this year for future draft picks. If they were going to be terrible, I would say let's do it right now, but they're not going to be. I think they're good. And when you have Jaden Daniels on a rookie deal and you got a team that can be pretty good, you don't start thinking about future assets.
So if he hasn't showed up on the Monday of week one, first practice, game week, leading into the Giants game in 6 days on Sunday, you're still not picking up the phone and seeing what you can get.
I am. The only way I would do it, I guess, to amend that is if he's willing to forego his year of eligibility. You know what I mean? Like if he
has to show up to accrue the season. That would be several weeks into the year. But now, this is not Dan Quinn being asked about it on July 23rd in the tent in Ashburn.
This is like the Friday press conference he's being asked about before the game.
Week one, week two, week three, potentially. Chris Jones of the Chiefs, if you remember, held out until, I believe, he didn't play in the first game of the season against the Lions a couple years ago on like Thursday Night Football, the opener, after they won the Super Bowl. Because he had come back or just signed a day or two before, but he hadn't done anything basically to get into shape as a football player yet. If it's something like that, you're not considering a trade then.
No, because this year he's under contract for me and he needs to play to get what he wants, and I need him to play to get what I want.
So you're willing, and I don't think this is realistic, but this is just a worst case scenario.
Yeah, this is the doomsday.
Hypothetically, right. Yeah, this is Armageddon. Yeah,
right. You've opened up the thing for the switch that says never push this switch, and we're hovering over the switch.
Worst environment imaginable. It's week three, and Terry McLaurin is just posting Instagram videos where he's doing yoga in Ashburn, and you're 2-1 or 1-2 or whatever it is, and he's going, I'll show up the day I have to show up, and I will make everyone's life miserable. You know, he's not saying that, but that's the way this is headed.
That's the implication.
That is what's happening. Yeah. You're still going, no problem. See you when you get here.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm not playing that game. It's not worth it to me to have a miserable work environment. And I don't think he would, again, I want to just preface this one more time. I don't think this is realistic where he would do this because he's my sweet Terry. But in this worst case scenario, there is a line of demarcation for me. We're not getting that far. I will say after the last preseason game and cutdown day, when you flip the calendar and it's now football time, that first week of the season, if I'm preparing for the New York Giants that week and he's not showing up and he's still telling me I'm not going to be there, we're working the phones. I don't think it's going to get there, but I say all that, I guess, to say there is absolutely a time where I am willing to do that, which is crazy to say out loud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community with countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.